High school basketball is on the air. Keystone Quality Transport, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's high school basketball game.
Weak side rebound. Here he comes, Rice for Pencrest. Going to try to take it all the way to the basket. Good hustle underneath the basket. Up for two.
Tonight's game is between the Pencrest Lions and the Haverford Fords. Tonight's game is sponsored by the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
All right, we are on the road again tonight on DelcoHoops.com, and we have one heck of a game lined up. It is another Central League battle. Host Haverford, the Fords, with a record overall 6-5, 2-4 in the Central League, against Pencrest. The Lions ranked 10th in the state in 5A, 6 classes in Pennsylvania. They are 10th in the state in 5A, a great record, 11-1 overall, 5-1 in the league. Keith Heinrichs is the head coach for Haverford High in his 9th year, 11 years before that at Ridley High School, 1993 grad of Marple Newtown High School. The great Mike Doyle, his 17th year, and it is going to be a barn burner tonight. Haverford, one of their big wins, they handed Lower Merion their only loss, 50-43. And the only loss of the year for Pencrest was to Radnor, 32-30. So it's dog eat dog. We love it that way. We love the competitiveness. We need to see Springfield give a very good Academy Park a good game, and hopefully Coach McCormick and those guys can win some games. And it was great before the game. The longtime assistant coach under his brother Mike Doyle, Leo Doyle, came over. And Mike, this is what we like. Nice positive feedback and appreciation of what we do, because it is a labor of a lot of love.
Oh, absolutely. You know, nobody's making any money at this. And the reality is that if you could make money broadcasting high school sports, the big boys would be in here doing it. It's just it's too fragmented, too difficult to get sponsors, things like that. So it leaves it to the little guys. And, of course, we do this because we're either retired, semi-retired, or have time on our hands, like some play-by-play announcers we use. Who don't know what to do with themselves if they're not at a game announcing or public A.
Yeah, I have a full-time job.
No, in addition to,
I'm sorry.
In other words, those of us who retired, this is our highlight of our day. For those of us who work full-time, it's just because you can't see yourself sitting in your house all day long.
Yes, now you have a shoulder injury. Are you off from work at the bus?
That's stupid.
I don't want to be.
Can't drive with one arm. That's because, you know, school bus, you can't hold the chair and the whip, you know, with one hand.
So. Okay, it's great. Now, Pete, of course, is retired. Andrew, you're full-time. You're doing your thing here, and you've been doing some public address, helping me out. It's great. So, again, it's going to be it should be a great game, Pete. Seems like we've had a lot of the Garnet Valley when they blew it up at Arden.
The last game we did the other night, Strathaven and Conestoga, went right down to a buzzer shot.
Yes.
Excellent game. And we saw Conestoga, if you remember, they were down 49-39 with 2 minutes and 48 seconds to go, and they won the game. So anything can happen.
We are at a old school facility. The last time we were here, Mike, we did Haverford Upper Darby, and it was just me and you back then, January of 2016. And this is the Younger Gymnasium, Steve Younger, Y-U-E-N-G-R, pronounced Younger. He was the head coach of Haverford High School boys basketball from the early 40s to 1985. They won a state championship in 1958 over Altoona, Haverford boys basketball, and in 1970 went to the state finals with your buddies, Ray Edelman, Steve Joachim, in 1970, but Haverford lost to Beaver Falls in a kind of a blowout right there. Steve Joachim, you remember, went to Temple, had a great career.
Didn't he wear number 9? He was a quarterback.
Yes, and he also went to the New York Jets for a year out front. Walking in, you see Randy Grossman's plaque out there and all his history. And Randy, of course, tight end, 4 Super Bowls for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Mike, you know this.
Yeah, I do know that. I mean, but a lot of the stuff you guys know.
You don't
I'm
know
thinking
Steve
to myself.
Joachim.
No, I'm thinking to myself. How many people in Pennsylvania know this information? 5.
Well, if you look at my Facebook post, you'll see. Because so much being from Chester and the Chester historian and Haverford had to beat Chester back then. You had to win the district to go to the state tournament. Haverford in 58 beat an unbelievable Chester team in the District 1 championship to go to the state tournament.
Well, and of course, Haverford is an old, old school. This gym, by the way, it is in terrific shape. The lighting is sensational. Banners are clean. Paint's clean. The floor looks good. It's a pleasure to be here, and we always enjoy this gym. And it's real. The great part is it's within real
Mike,
close walking distance of this.
The best chairs we've ever had.
And the best chairs, they took went into the coach's office and pulled 3 executive chairs out of their office and said, here, use these. And we get really.
You see
so if I start snoring, you know, Pete, wake me up.
But one of the guys, one of the referees I gave a fist pump to is, you've seen him before, Mike Sizzling Bacon. All right, a Chester guy. There you go. Now, I can't say that when they're playing Chester because the Chester fan. Oh, no, Bacon's refereeing again. Okay, you know what I mean? So, anyway, it's great. They love Mike, and it's great. And you had the young man on Haverford. His name is Hunter Kreiza. He's a junior, and you said his family has some family in Michigan
in
listening.
Detroit, right, in Detroit. So we've only got a few people listening, so we don't know if they're in a group. So we'll do a shout-out again later in the game when they'll more likely be listening. So.
And I want to honor, you know, I'm a board member, Delco Athletes Hall of Fame, and 3 connections to this game here tonight are going to be inducted into our Hall of Fame coming in April, including Mike Doyle, the coach of Pencrest High School.
Right.
You know, he's taken this team 17 years, 11 straight trips to the district tournament, 4 trips to the state tournament in the last 5 years, and we've covered a lot of those games on DelcoHoops.com. So Mike Doyle, Coach Doyle, is going into the Hall of Fame, the Delco Athletes Hall of Fame. The athletic director, great lady, hard worker, Joanne Patterson here at Haverford. She's going into our Hall of Fame. And also, Haverford boys volleyball won 9 state championships back in the day. Very impressive. And we're honoring we can't honor them all, really, but the 50 years ago, the 1970 Haverford boys volleyball team, they played in the spring, state champs, we're honoring them.
You know, you sit here and say that, and you say it's 50 years. I go, no, that's not possible because I graduated in 71, and that's not, oh, yeah, it is 50 years. Okay.
It is 50 years.
Yeah,
so, all right, well, again, boys basketball, it's Haverford and Pencrest, Central League, Small Town America on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, the pregame show, Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, Pete Fulgenetti, and Andrew Kaufman. Haverford, the Ford, 6-5, Pencrest, 11-1, and it's incredible. These are schools that cannot get players from outside their boundary, and you got to give credit, especially to Coach Doyle here.
Absolutely.
Look at the guy, Tyler Norwood. Pete, one of your favorites.
Yeah, one of my favorites. I mean, he just... We followed him right through the Leah Corus Center 2 years ago, and that boy lit it up.
And they lost Arbogast from last year, Malcolm Williams, a couple of other really good players. Pencrest went to the state tournament before getting knocked out by Archbishop Wood in the second round. So, yeah, we're really excited for the game here tonight, man. I mean, we're always excited for our games. And we have
that's
another,
why we do this.
We have another big one on Monday.
Yep.
And that's Westchester East. They are also 5A. They're 6 classes. Chester, for example, 6A. Most of the schools, believe it or not, in Delaware County and in Central League are 5A. So Westchester East in Chester County is a 5A school. They're number 2 in the state. As we mentioned earlier, Pencrest number 10 in the state. So we got some really good teams in our area. They play the Chester Charter School, Chester Charter Scholars Academy, and their third year, and they are 8-2. They beat Christian Academy in a tremendous game last night. No coverage. I was single A schools, but I didn't. There was a small article in the paper, but I know I pumped it up pretty good. So, and you've seen Chester Charter. They've got a 6'9 kid, 2 6'9 kids going at it next Monday night. One's going to Delaware.
It's always fun to watch.
Could play in the NBA someday. Andrew Carr, you're going to love him. And then we have Tyler Howard for the Sabres of Chester Charter.
So, you know, and we talk about that we're here and that we got about 2.5 minutes for the game to start, but I just wanted to remind people, get out to a high school game if you can. You know, there's always, generally in this part of the world, the Philadelphia area, there's a high school close to you. And if you're a senior citizen, you can go to the school district and get, most school districts have a silver card or something similar where you get into any sporting event for free. But even if you're going to pay, it's like $5. You get a slice of pizza for $1.50. You get sodas for $1. You know, it's a great way to spend a couple hours. It's right around the corner from where you live. The parking is free. And it's a great sport, and you're right on top of the action. Obviously, gymnasiums are not terribly large, so you're never more than 20 rows if you want to sit in the top from the action, and you can get as close as you want. It's just a great game to watch, and that's one of the reasons we do this. And we also like, you know, we're going to see some talent over the years. This is our 8th year, I think, now. But we'll see talent that will eventually go on to play big college ball and big pros, and we were there calling it when they were just kids in high school, and that's a lot of fun, too. So, you know, get out to a high school game, and certainly feel free to listen to us and pick up our archives. But go to your local high schools and jump in and watch the basketball. I mean, after all, we're all paying for the ability for these kids to play ball, and they are in nice facilities. So go out and spend a couple of bucks and go watch them. It's a lot of fun. You'll enjoy it.
Again, the website, DelcoHoops.com. Mike, I've had trouble trying to get the archives from before back here.
It's a problem. Before we start posting
them
on our site,
on that.
Well,
okay.
We may not be. I think they went out of business.
Well, they
know.
Go back to our 2015-16 season.
Right,
and they sound, I've been listening, really, really clear. All right, so we're at Haverford High School, Pencrest, and Haverford. We're getting ready for a Central League game. We'll take a break and back with the starting lineups and the opening tip. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball Never Sounded So Good on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business Line of Credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Getting the starting lineups right now for Pencrest.
6'7 junior, number 34, Denzel Boyer.
6'7 junior, Denzel Boyer for Pencrest. They're 11-1.
6'5 senior, number 12, Justin Potts.
And 6'5 senior, Justin Potts. He wears number 12. Marquise Tomlin, 5'10 senior. Aiden Carroll, 6 foot senior.
And
we've got our five. Now for Haverford. Sean Reynolds, number 20, is a senior. Number 1, Tim Brown, senior. Haverford, Keith Hendricks, year number 9. They're 6-5. John Seidman, their top scorer. He's a junior. Saw him last year, the game at Garnet Valley. 33, John Shivert, senior. Very senior-oriented team. And Will Higson is a junior. And Keith Hendricks, year number 9. And before that, 11 years at Ridley. Pencrest, 11-1. Mike Doyle, year number 17. So we're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll take a break, and you're listening to Boys High School Basketball. It's Haverford taking on Pencrest here at the Younger Gymnasium. You're listening to DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Job of our national anthem. So this is a really big game. Central League, it's a battle at the top, and there's other games going on tonight. Another Del Val in the Del Val, huge game. Del Val, two longtime rivals. It is Chester hosting Academy Park. Academy Park is trying to break a 26-year, 27-game losing streak at Chester. Chester leads that all-time series, by the way. 58 wins to 3 losses. It's amazing. And they've had some close games. So we'll see how that turns out here tonight. And the opening tip, Denzel Boyer, 6'7", junior, up against John Seidman. And Denzel has really improved his game. You knew the future. We've seen him since his freshman year. And now he easily controls the tap. Marquise Tomlin with the ball. Pencrest. Driving, Carroll, out, Tomlin, jumper, back to the rim, no good, rebound by the Haverford Fords, and Sean Reynolds, white uniforms, Haverford, and red trim, Pencrest, black, orange, and a little yellow, red, mixed up pretty good here, just underway, 7.5 to go, Haverford left to right, and of course, Pencrest right to left, weaving the ball around, man-to-man defense. Probably a low-scoring game here tonight, guys. Maybe in the 40s. Right at the key. Seidman in the block. As he was looking for Will Higson. Knocked out of bounds off of Higson. And Haverford back to Pencrest. What a football year Haverford High had.
Trey Blair, the all-everything athlete.
Headed to Temple. Slowly back is number 23, Sahir Lee. He's a 10th grader. Now to Tomlin, top of the key to Sahir. Sahir dribbling around, crossover, pull up with a left hand is good. Lee for two. 2-0 Pencrest, drawing first blood. Here's Reynolds, left to right, guarded by Lee. Left of the key, Scheibert. Right of the key, this is Seidman. He drives. He gets it out. Right of the key, Brown. Brown, good defense in there by Justin Potts of Pencrest. Haverford being very patient. 6:20 to go, first quarter. Seidman between the circles. Left of the key, Higson. Left wing corner, Seidman. Seidman gets it back. Cross-court pass. Off the hands of Shivert. He picks it back up. Gets it to Tim Brown out high. Coming up on 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. As we said, probably a low-scoring game. Haverford with the rock, trailing 2-0. That's the guy you got to go again. It's a bump. They don't call it. Good to see that. Let the kids play. Driving into the lane is Brown. He loses the ball, and here comes Aiden Carroll to Sahir Lee, right wing, top of the key, Tomlin, three ball is no good, and the rebound to Seidman of Haverford. Pencrest leading it 2-0. Higson spins, now gets the ball back, right of the key for three, too strong, no good, Tim Brown off the glass, and a loose ball foul called on Haverford.
Both teams, Pancras in particular, are playing very aggressive defense, and the forwards are reasonably content to keep moving the ball around, trying to find a way into the key, which they have been unsuccessful in trying to do so far this game. They have not had a shot, have they? Haverford? I don't think
couple.
So.
One was way off. That was their first one with 5:18 to go in the first quarter, 2-0. I did not see who they called the foul on. Spinning is Denzel. Misses the shot, but he's fouled. So Boyer to the line, shooting two. Andrew, are you getting the fouls here? I'm not sure. I know it's two team fouls.
20.
They called a number 20. And that is Sean Reynolds. Free throw line drive by Denzel is good. First one was Will Hickson. All right, so 34 in Reynolds, 34 and 20 with the fouls. Boyer again, a little bit better arc on that one. And he makes both. 4-0 Pencrest. They just played the game fundamentally sound.
Haverford's got to take some shots, though. They got to get in there. If they can't get in, then they got to shoot outside.
11-1 Pencrest. Top of the key. As Kreisa checking into the game. Kreisa has it now. Three ball. Family listening is good.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Hunter Kreisa for three. 4-3 is the score. Pencrest by 1 point. Coming up on 4.5 to go. First quarter. Tomlin guarded by Seidman. Right wing Carroll. Aiden. Forces it up too strong, and it's going to be a loose ball foul on Pencrest. Let's see who they call it on now. You can read a hand signals. On number 12, and that is Justin Potts, 6'5 senior. First teams first. Here's Haverford back, 4:20 to go, first quarter. Central League battle, boys basketball in good old Havertown tonight. Seidman left of the key. Right of the key, Shiver down low, give and go, lay it up and in. Basket by number 20, Sean Reynolds.
And Ford's up 5-4, first lead of the game.
4 minutes to go. First quarter, Marquise Tomlin. He's a grizzled veteran right now as Marquise, as he is a senior. Down low for him, getting it out now. Carroll, three ball, no good, offensive rebound. Boyer, his shot is blocked. Pencrest picks it back up. With Sahir Lee. Heard a lot of good things about that young man out there, number 23 for Pencrest. 3:30 to go in the quarter, the first quarter. Aiden Carroll stops, pops in and out, and the rebound is taken by Haverford. The Fords, Reynolds, left wing corner, three ball is up and short, and the rebound Lee for Pencrest. Here they come right to left. 3:15 to go in the quarter. Lee is fouled, and that, I definitely saw that one from our angle here. Caddy corner, John Shivert, first, team's third. So 3:15 to go, first quarter. There's a substitution coming into the game for Pencrest. Ben Stanton, 5'11", sophomore. That's a kid. And also coming in for Haverford, number 31, Nick Colucci, the sophomore. Stanton's a kid that came in as a freshman, the Lower Marion game last year, right. We didn't know who he was. He grew by 5 inches from last year.
Bet his knees hurt.
3:05 to go, first quarter. Boyer left of the key, and it's stolen away. Boy, this kid is coming and done a great job. Kreisa with the rock. Kreisa's a junior. He's long and lean. Haverford back, leading it 5-4. And they slow it up with Seidman. He can get off in a hurry. There's Kreisa again. What a beautiful touch, but he misses that shot. And Tomlin the rebound for Pencrest. Tomlin top of the key. Tomlin left of the key. Pull back three ball. Yes.
Ooh, nice shot.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Marquise Tomlin, 5'10 senior. He should be able to play some college ball somewhere. 7-5, the visitors of Pencrest. 2:20 to go in the first quarter. This is Kreisa, right elbow, left of the key now, feeding it to Reynolds. Reynolds, Hickson, now that's Reynolds right of the key. Good ball movement. Looking to spin in the lane is Colucci. Give and go, lay it up and in. Driving to the basket is number 24. He is a junior and one of the best in the area, John Seidman.
Haverford's working very nicely in the key, and it's a lot of defense from Pencrest in there.
We are tied at 7. Pencrest with the rock. Lee almost loses the ball, picks it back up. Right of the key, Stanton. Stanton almost gets his pocket pick. They're going to be a tie-up. They're on the floor. Possession arrow goes with Haverford, the Fords. Another big fella into the game for the Fords is Adam Stuck. He's a senior. Again, Haverford is 6-5, 2-4 in the league, but they beat Lower Merion, who's tremendous. Again, Lower Merion's only lost.
Timeout.
Yeah, 50-43 timeout. 1:43 to go. First quarter, we're tied. Pencrest and Haverford. As boys high school basketball never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
All right, following the timeout, 1:43 to go, first quarter, Haverford with the rock. Coming back is Kreiza, Hunter Kreiza, the junior, near wing Colucci. Haverford, we're tied at 7. Also into the game is number 4, Gucci Seidman, and he's a freshman. And I got a G-O-O-G-I-E. Right of the key, Colucci, 1:19 to go first quarter. Looking to drive to the basket. Kreiza, they're going to call too many steps. Yeah. Too many steps, a walk.
He changed direction to where he wanted to throw the ball, and he just kept walking. So
on Adam Stuck. It looks like it would be G-O-O-G-I. We'll find out here in between quarters. I'll ask some of the students over there. He's a ninth grader. It's got to be Seidman's younger brother. 1 minute to go in the quarter. Denzel Boyer, the floater, off the glass for 2. Pencrest with the lead, 9-7-4 for Boyer. Last year it was last name Boyer / Atkinson. Seidman back for Haverford. Top of the key. This is John, leading scorer in the squad. Pick set by Stuck, and it's going to be a walk again. Frustration. Coach Heindricks. Legendary coach. He's been around.
Stuck's done that twice, so he's going to have to start watching his feet and giving some thought to where he's going to go to the ball.
Can't commit mistakes to Pencrest. They come back in their dark uniforms, yellow and red trim. Head coach headed to our Delco Hall of Fame, Mike Doyle, on the sideline, 17th year, 30 seconds ago, first quarter. Man-to-man defense, Sahir Lee. They weave the ball around. This is Tomlin, and Pencrest will go for the final shot. Way out high, 15 seconds ago, first quarter. Marquise Tomlin dribbles to the far side. He's at the right wing, Lear right of the key. And almost a steal, and they're going to have a chance to go all the way to the basket. It is a steal. The layup is up and in by number 40, Adam Stuck, senior.
Stuck just redeemed himself.
At the buzzer, 9-9 after one quarter. Haverford and Pencrest on DelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
We're tied at 9-9 after one quarter of play here at Haverford High School in the Younger Gymnasium. It's Haverford and Pencrest, Pete.
Yeah, Dave, I'm real impressed with Haverford's patience. They move the ball very well. They look for the open shot, and when they get it, they take it. But I think if they're going to win this game, they may have, like Mike said a little while ago, they may have to start hitting some outside shots. But their patience is good, and we got a tie ball game against an 11-1 Pencrest team. I think they're doing great.
And the refs are letting them play.
Yes.
Only three fouls against Haverford. I have just one team foul on Pencrest. Pencrest from media. Correct. There you go. And Haverford, of course, from Haverton. That's going to be a travel. Good defense there. Pencrest turns it over. Sahir Lee putting a little pressure on the 10th grader.
When you see a lot of traveling going on, there's pressure going on. These guys are trying to shift where they're going to throw the ball, what they're going to do, and they keep their feet moving, and that, of course, is traveling.
Shivert. Now, top of the key, Colucci. Colucci dribbling to the right. He's open for three, and he misses it, but they're going to have a foul off the ball. It's going to be an offensive foul on Haverford. And I did not, and unfortunately, we're in a situation
where
we
can't see it.
They don't put it up on that, the fouls on the clock that we're looking at.
Yeah, so we can't see the clock on the other side. So,
team foul number four on Haverford. We're tied at nine. Lee left of the key. Tomlin is quick as a cat, strong too. Top of the key, pull up jumper is around the rim, no good, and the rebound. John Seidman, the junior.
Pencrest almost got that as an offensive rebound, but didn't.
Seidman right of the key, wide open three, but doesn't want to take it. Now getting it out. This is Colucci. Stops, pops, back to the rim, no good. Batted out. Stanton loses it. But picked up by his teammate there, Sahir Lee. Lee into the lane, midway timeout. Is that shot? I think they disallowed a shot. It would have gone in. That kid is tough. He was in midair. Sahir Lee from Pencrest switched from the right hand to the left hand. It would have gone in, but his teammate, so it's no basket. It's goaltending, but there's a foul, so he'll go to the line shooting two. And I'm not sure who that foul's on. Number one. Yeah, it's a tough call here. And they're not announcing the fouls
right
either. And Lee makes the first with the left hand. Pencrest leads at 10-9. 6:57 to go in the quarter. Quarter number two. 31. That foul's on the 31, Colucci. I have him for one. And he makes the second one. So Lee has a total of 4 points. 5'11 sophomore Sahir Lee. Now left to right again is Haverford, down by 2 points. Stuck right of the key. Stuck near wing Seidman. Top of the key. Looking a drive to the basket. Flips it up. No good. That was John Shivert. And we have a loose ball foul on
23.
It's going to be on Pencrest.
Sahir Lee.
Lee's first, team second. Five team fouls, Haverford, two on the Lions. The Fords and the Lions. 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Left wing corner, Shiver gets it out high, top of the key to Kreisa. To Colucci, left of the key, to Shiver, right of the key, is stuck. Now penetrating Kreisa, the floater is good. This kid can play.
Yep, he sure can.
Hunter Kreisa, you said he has
family in Detroit, they're listening in. Hey, family in Detroit, how you doing?
Thank
good
you very
game
much.
Here.
Well, that's a basketball country out there, man. The
we're all tied up, 11-11.
Yep, city of Detroit. 6 minutes to go in the quarter, almost a steal, but Boyer has strong hands, picks it up. Ben Stanton, Pencrest with the rock. And it's Aiden Carroll, top of the key, Tomlin, 11-11. It's Pencrest with the ball. Beautiful, old school gym, younger gymnasium. Tomlin dribbling around to Carroll. Carroll closely guarded in there. And now with the ball, Sahir Lee. Pass to Tomlin. That's a jumper in and out from the left wing corner. Stanton the rebound. Look how much taller he got, guys. It happens. Into the lane, Carroll to Boyer. Shot off the glass
nice
for two. Denzel Boyer for two.
That was two offensive rebounds, and Pencrest made it count for two.
13-11 is the score. Two-point lead.
Nice inside action.
For Pencrest, Boyer, Denzel Boyer Atkinson, the cousin of former Strathaven great running back and Villanova recruit, Phil Atkinson. You remember him, guys. Left wing corner. Top of the key now stuck. Left wing Reynolds to Colucci. Seidman. Stuck has it. Looking down low for Kreisa. Puts it up. No good. Good defense by Pencrest. Tomlin the rebound. Pencrest by two. Tomlin back. They want to walk. They're not going to get it. Carroll for three. Way off. And saved from going out of bounds, but he was on the end line. Boyer. And it'll go back to Haverford. 4:40 to go in the second quarter. If we get some scores, Andrew will hopefully pass them along. A lot of big games, always big games, on a Thursday night in Delaware County with Adele Val and Central Lee. Tries a left wing in the left block now. Getting it out to Gucci Seidman. Freshman. Older brother John out there too. Kreisa looks to penetrate. He's long and lean. They're, that Pencrest playing some great defense right here. Now with the ball is Gucci Seidman. Looks pretty darn good for a freshman. He does. Dribbling the ball around. And he gets it right wing corner. Driving into the basket. Turnover. Stolen by newcomer into the game. Denzel Quinn. Two Denzels out there for Pencrest. And this is Sahir Lee. Pencrest coming back. Now Aiden Carroll left of the key. Looks to penetrate. The floater up. No good. Rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Haverford. Knocked out of bounds by Connor Kaufman. He's a senior into the game for the Fords. 3:43 to go second quarter. Dave Berman and the gang. And then John Seidman back into the game, the senior. And they shut him down pretty good. He only has 2 points. Does John. Pencrest with the ball. This is Carroll, far wing. And they're doing a good job on Carroll. He can light it up, too. A lot of three balls for Aiden this year. Sahir Lee flips it off to the senior. Tomlin. Tomlin dribbles to the right side, looking down low for Boyer. And Boyer loses it out of bounds. Turnover to the Fords. 13-11. I don't mind games like this. It's old-fashioned school basketball defense.
And you said 40s might be the... That might be where we end up.
Yep, no doubt about it. Low scoring for sure.
Simon's going to try to take it. They're playing great deal on him, but he has a man open three ball. It's just not there for Haverford. Way off to the right. Offensive rebound. Lay it up and in. That's a reverse layup by number 20, Sean Reynolds, who has 4 points. We are tied at 13. A lot of parity, guys, you see in the games we've done so far in Central League and even Del Valle. Now Quinn. Denzel Quinn, and he almost turns it over, but Lee picks it up. Sahir, top of the key, sophomore for Pencrest. 2:44 to go. Dave Berman, Pete Fulgenetti, Mike Mayer, and Andrew Kaufman live. Right of the key, Boyer. Left of the key, Quinn. Three ball right of the key is good. Is that a two or three? That's a two ball.
Two ball.
Two ball for Tomlin. He is the leader, senior leader on this squad. He has 5 points. Marquise. 15-13 is the score. And a two-point lead for Pencrest. Shivert, left wing corner, wide open, three ball. Back of the rim, no good. Shivert follows, can't get the rebound. And a nice job in there by Pencrest getting the rock. Quinn to Lee, misses the short shot. Boyer, the rebound, gets it out to Tomlin for three. Back of the rim, no good. 15-13 rebound, John Seidman, Haverford. 1:52 to go in the quarter. Seidman getting it out now. Long, long three. Back of the rim, no good. Shooting not there. Shivert misses that shot. And we've got a travel or a tie-up on the play, and possession will be with Haverford. So back into the game is Kreisa once again. Also, Will Hickson, tough football player. I mean, he is tough. And he's only a junior for the Fords. And then you saw these guys play. You saw how good they were
Ford
when they played
a good
Strathaven
good
team.
Yep. We, you know, with Trey Blair on the team, they've been phenomenal. But, you know, he can't do it by himself. He's got to have blocking and he's got to have support. And he was just an all-around terrific athlete, but he had a great team.
Absolutely. So 1:43 to go. We have a time. Well, we're going to keep it right here. The referees are discussing a situation here. We're in the second quarter, two-point lead for Pencrest, 15-13. Yep, that is the score, and I like it. And they're keeping the fouls to a minimum. Seidman's trying to get off right here. Turnaround,
way
not even close. That defense and the rebound. Denzel Boyer here. Stanton back. Keeps his pivot foot. Top of the key. Boyer. To Lee. Lee is a baller, man. I get to see it right there. Sahir, S-A-H-I-R, Lee. 5'11 sophomore. Pencrest with the rock. 2-point lead. And 1:20 to go in the quarter. Around they go. Down low for Tomlin. Give and go. Layup with the left hand. No good by Boyer. Ooh. Rebound Seidman. Gotta
round
be tough
back
in there, guys.
That was good.
Seidman Now to Kreiza, drives, lays it up and in off the glass for two. I tell
good,
you, Kreiza.
Quick turnaround for Haverford.
He is a good ball player, man.
All tied up with 1 minute to go.
Yes, in the second quarter from Havertown and Haverford High School, the younger gym. Pencrest and Haverford, 15-15. Way out, Boyer, you want him near the basket, and that's going to be a turnover. No, last touch. But good defense there by number 20 for Haverford. That is Sean Reynolds. A big boy into the game. Number 12 for Pencrest is a senior, 6'5", Justin Potts, who actually started. Pencrest with a rock, 40 seconds ago before halftime. We're tied at 15, boys high school basketball, DelcoHoops.com. Potts between the circles, right of the key, Stanton. Let's check that. That is Carroll. Lee left of the key, top of the key, Carroll. Stanton dribbling around, almost a steal with a long arm. Somebody should be wide open. It's Stanton near wing, does not take the shot. 15 seconds ago, Coach Doyle says slow it up.
Yep, they're holding it to the last shot.
This is really good basketball, man.
Right,
you know I love
now.
Yeah. Down to 8 seconds in the second quarter. We're tied at 15. Stanton, both teams. Here's ball deflected high in the air out of bounds. 1.4 seconds ago. Stay with Pencrest. They're going to probably have to lob it to the basket. They're going to bring Boyer back into the game, Pencrest. 6'7 kid. They'll lob it looking for him.
1.4 seconds. They're going to have to move this real quick.
15-15. And now Hendricks is very intelligent. He brings in Celine Dwight, who is tall, to inbound, to defend the inbounds pass. Looking, left wing corner, desperation shot, no good. He almost made that
almost
shot.
Hit the rim.
Did Aiden Carroll. All right, we go to halftime. Good ball game, 15-15. Your typical Central League scrum. Boys basketball never sounded so good. DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding, and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist. When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
All right, welcome back here to the legendary Younger Gymnasium in Havertown, Haverford High School. Old-fashioned basketball, just like Steve Younger would like it. E.J. Curran, we're tied at 15 at half between Pencrest and Haverford. Jim Allsman says we sound great, and
yes,
you know him.
Did.
All right, Marple Newtown. All right, we have special guests halftime, E.J. Curran and his son Aiden. And we want to honor Mike Doyle, His wife's mother, Tess, just passed away. Tell us all what's going on here with the Sox and everything, and I want a pair of those socks, EJ.
Dave, thank you. We were driving home last night. I knew Kelly is the runs the Philadelphia chapter of the NABC for Coaches Versus Cancer. Every year they sell different and have different games and have socks. And we were on our way home last night. Aiden and I were playing basketball and knew we were playing at St. Dennis this weekend, CYO game. And Aiden mentioned about playing St. Dennis and Mrs. Boyle, and she used to volunteer there. I texted Kelly and I said, do you have any socks yet? We'd like to wear the new prototype of Coaches Versus Cancer at St. Dennis. We'll be the first team wearing them, not Big Five, not college, not Philadelphia High School, but our CYO team, but it's an honor, Mrs. Boyle, and it was really Aiden's idea.
This is nice, man. Look at these socks, man. What do you think, Aiden?
Talk
louder. Talk louder, Aiden. Talk like me. Talk like Dave Berman.
Okay.
You got to be old, though. Push your mic into his
right,
face.
Okay, there you go. There you go, Aiden.
Right up to his lips.
There you go, Aiden.
Like you're going to swallow it. There you go.
Okay.
Talk to me.
There you go.
Hi.
So what do you think of the socks?
They're pretty cool.
Yeah, what color are they?
Yellow and purple.
Yeah, purple trim, purple rings, yeah. What do they say?
Coaches Versus Cancer.
Cool. Cool.
Why did you think about Mrs. Boyle when you wanted to pick up the socks last night? We drove over to Doyle's house around 8:30, 9 o'clock, picked them up. So,
I remember you telling me that she volunteered at St. Dennis.
And I knew every year they've been pink socks. And Kelly said that it's been saturated with the pink Coaches versus Cancer. So they brought the yellow this year. And
what grade's he in?
He's in sixth.
Eight. Sixth grade. We played ball this summer with Mark. I don't know. Mark Jordan wasn't there then.
No.
But down in Avalon, Mike got to join us next summer sometime.
Oh, yeah, right.
All right, so
I'll do that as well as I ride a hoverboard.
He did the picture with Mark with our shirts off. That was a
I had to guard him.
We're making a calendar next week.
I'm never guarding him again down the shore. He always walks around with his shirt off.
These guys have a lot of skill.
He's big on elbows, too.
Sweatbox.
Got to watch him.
That's dirty, I guess. But anyway, so Aiden, this is great. I love these socks. How can I get a pair?
Pay Kelly $10.
Oh, okay. It's great.
Just like I did.
It's great.
Yeah, so it goes all to a great cause, obviously, right. And they raise a lot of money, and especially with Mike, you know, is suffering from leukemia, and Kelly's brother, Kevin, I played against, and he played at Harvard. He passed away a number of years ago, and Kelly's father, Bo, everybody knows Coach St. Joe's.
Yeah, Jim Boyle, Coach of St. Joe's all those years. Right. That was before Martelli got there, right?
Yeah, he was Jimmy's assistant. That's the year they beat DePaul and Mark Aguirre and John Smith's layup. Bo was on the bench, and then Bo took over after Jimmy went to the NBA.
So Doyle and Boyle, it's all together here. You know what I mean? So,
absolutely.
And I talked to Leo, came over. That guy, he should be on the radio someday. You know, and
he's a talent, smart kid.
He is, and he was talking about what.
Who would if any of our listeners want to buy these socks? How would they contact somebody? Should we get an address and throw it on the website so people can?
Contact Kelly Doyle, but I'll follow up with
just
you guys
tell him
tomorrow.
To send me a quick note over DelcoHoops@AOL.com and just give us the information. And we'll just publish it on the site, and then maybe you'll get some orders that way.
Yeah, I'll get it from Kelly tomorrow. Okay. They have a big dinner down at the Plastro. Last year, Kelly was honored as the person of the year.
Okay.
I don't know who they're honoring this year, but it's a great Jay Wright, Dumpf, even Martelli's out in Michigan now, and they've all stayed involved, and they're big supporters of it. It's a great cause, and I'm glad and I'm proud of these kids wearing them Saturday at St. Dennis.
All right, we got to take a break.
Yeah, so E.J. Kern, thank you, and son Aiden, thank you very much, and we'll be back. It's 1515 Pencrest Haven for DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mann.
Welcome back. Getting ready for quarter number 3. Thank you, E.J. Curran, joining us at halftime, and son Aiden Haverford and Pencrest tied at 15.
Yeah, Dave, I got a couple of stats that will prove the score is 15-15. Pencrest, they're out-rebounding the Haverford Fords 11-7, but they also have 5-4 in favor of Pencrest with turnovers. The difference there is very minimal. The main thing is these two teams tonight are playing very evenly matched. The Fords have been controlling. They're passing the ball very good. They're moving the ball well. Pencrest, a lot of their shots have just rolled off the rim. If they were falling in, they'd have a nice little lead. So if Pencrest can hit some of those shots, they may come away with a little bit of a lead here.
I think the real story tonight is that there's a lot of aggressive play, a lot of movement, a lot of action, and very little shooting that's going in. Both teams are very, very cold in the buckets, and if that picks up, this game could take off really, really quick. If one team takes off, that'll be the end of the game.
I think 40 points will win this game, probably.
Well, unless things start changing dramatically.
DelcoHoops.com. Haverford in the white uniforms.
High school basketball never sounded so good.
Boy, it really does.
It does.
I listen, and it looks like sometimes it looks orange here or red, but we'll call it white and red. Here's a give and go. Pencrest with the ball, and a shot blocked in there. Carroll's shot is blocked. Haverford coming back right to left. Second half is underway. Tied at 15. Kryza drives. Man, underneath. Wide open. No, but a foul. It's going to be on Carroll. He's not happy about it, is Aiden. But going to the line is Will Higson. And he's a football guy, and he's built like a football guy.
Yes,
he is a tremendous athlete, man. And he's only a junior. We'll see what kind of touch he has in basketball. And he misses the first.
Yep.
Now, some people say, the shooting wasn't good in the first half.
Right,
but I like the defense, man.
That's true.
Causes bad shooting. Again, up. Now, free throws. You got to make free throws, and he misses them. Both offensive rebound, no, but a foul. Blocked, but a foul. So Seidman, he's leading scorer. John, the junior, held to 2 points in the first half. If you're Haverford, you got to think you're in really good shape because he averages close to 20 a game.
Oh, we can start right here.
So another foul on Pencrest. And he misses a foul shot.
Well,
it's unbelievable.
Cold shooting tonight, boy. That's going to be the story.
I mean, there's no excuse for the foul shots. You can see, from long range and inside the defense.
Except that the whole night is cold.
I know it's cold outside.
Yep.
He misses both. That's unbelievable, John Seidman. Wow. But anyway, it's 15-15, and Pencrest has the rock left to right. Tomlin to Carroll. Tomlin, top of the key. Carroll, left wing corner. Down low for Boyer. Out to Tomlin. Three ball straight away. Back of the rim, no good. Haverford, the rebound. Here come the Fords. flying back, if you want to call it that, Reynolds, and he is going to be called for what? A foul? Offensive foul. He pushed off. Did number 20, Reynolds, his second. So we have two team fouls already on Pencrest here in the second half. We're only 46 seconds in.
And we're in nobody's scored any points in the second half yet.
15-15. So you're talking a score maybe like 32-30 when Pencrest lost to Radnor. I mean, these coaches look at the film. Anyway, Pencrest has the ball. And they are left to right. Tomlin, top of the key. Tomlin, almost a double dribble right there. The Carroll, far wing. Tomlin between the circles. Haverford, 6-5. Pencrest, 11-1. Tomlin, left of the key. Tomlin gets it out now to Carroll. Both teams bringing it here tonight. Very impressed, despite the low score. I mean, it's like every possession counts here, right of the key. And then a offensive foul, legal pick set. Is that going to be on? Yeah, it's going to be on Pencrest. Justin Potts, his third.
Mm.
Thank you, Andrew. If you get some other scores, pass them along. You got some Twitter action going on right there? Delco time should be somewhere. Matt DeGeorge, Matt Smith. Haverford. Here is Seidman. Boy, they have shut him down. Will Higson down low underneath the basket. Kept his pivot foot, and he scores. Reynolds. I think he's a football player, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he is.
And I saw that little bit, that footwork right there. Two-point lead, Haverford. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Tomlin. Tomlin, top of the key. Lee out the Tomlin jumper, no good. Off of Denzel and out of bounds. Off of Boyer, Atkinson. And
Pencrest is cold and turning the ball over. Not a good combination.
10th grader Stanton into the game. Lee, Boyer, Tomlin, Carroll, Stanton for Pencrest. Right to left. Haverford with a two-point lead. I would not be in a hurry. Why not? Limit your possessions. Top of the key, Colucci. Here's Kreiza. Out to Colucci. Thought about the three. Held up. Pull-up jumper in the lane. Back to the rim. No, we're going to have a foul on who? And Boyer's got to watch himself there. Denzel got to chill a little bit. It's going to be a foul, though, on Haverford. And I believe they're going to call it on Kreiza. That would be his first. And Pencrest has the ball back. 5:29 to go. It's getting a little chippy out there. Higson is guarding Boyer. Boyer a little frustrated. Higson's a very physical player. On the floor, tie up, possession arrow with the fours of Haverford. Pencrest scoreless in the quarter now. Checking in is that number 5, Alan C. Slack. He's a sophomore. And Coach Heinrichs using a lot of guys here tonight for his Haverford squad. Well coached, well schooled. Ninth year for Keith here at Haverford. Higson, right side, Kreiza. Kreiza, Stanton's on him. He's going to shoot over him, way off to the left, out of bounds. That'll go right to me. Here's Mr. Stanton getting the ball. So an air ball there. Now it's turning out to be a strange game.
Yeah, they just can't. Nobody's shooting worth a darn, and they, you know, so you got a lot of action running back and forth, a lot of good defense, but nobody's getting the ball in the bucket. 17-15, we're halfway through the third quarter, and it's been 2 points.
So back into the game, is that Colucci, number 31? It is. Down, driving to the basket, no, but a foul. Sahir Lee for Pencrest will go to the line shooting two, and they call the foul on
13?
Hard to read fingers here, guys. So it's Sahir Lee at the line. 2-point lead for Haverford. Lee with the left hand. Free throw up and good. 5'11 sophomore. First points of the third quarter for Pencrest. 17-16 Haverford. 4:46 to go. Third quarter. We're tied, both of them, by Lee. 4:44, turning clock, third quarter. Back comes Haverford with Reynolds, top of the key, looks for a pick, right of the key. Far wing to Cieslak, top of the key, Colucci looking for the back door. Can't get it now. A jumper from the right side is up, and that's going to be a
3 points
by Allen C. Slack.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
I believe that's his first appearance. It's only he just got into the game, the sophomore. And it's a three-point lead for Haverford. Left wing corner, three ball is up and good by Tomlin. That's senior leadership right there for Pencrest. His second three of the game.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
We're tied at 20. Now the shooting a little bit better. 3:50 to go, third quarter. Seidman back. Seidman left wing. With the ball is Colucci. Colucci out high, C-Slack. Now to Kreiza. Hunter Kreiza. Right of the key, C-Slack to Kreiza. Weaving that ball around. It's blocked out of bounds by Boyer. It'll stay with Haverford. He's a tall boy.
Tall boy, big hands.
Denzel. Athletic family. C-Slack thought about the three, held up. Double team, now one man on him. Got to get rid of that ball. Barely does in time. Right wing Reynolds. Top of the key, cries it back to Reynolds. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Reynolds dribbling the ball around. Cries a left of the key. Cries a looking down. There's a mismatch down low for Seidman. And it's knocked out of bounds. It's going to be a push on Tomlin. And that'll be on Marquise. I have him for one. Believe it's four. Wish I could see that clock, but we can't. It is 14 fouls. Timeout, Coach Heinrichs and Haverford. 3:10 to go in the third quarter. We're tied at 20 in a barn burner. Central League basketball never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
We're tied at 20.
Yep.
3:10 to go in the third. Pencrest and Haverford. Let's go to Pete Fulgenetti for... Oh, yeah, what? You want to go Andrew right now?
I've got a couple of score updates for us. Garnet Valley is playing Springfield tonight. Garnet Valley beat Springfield 76-42.
Whoa.
It's over already, huh?
That's already over. That game tipped at 7 o'clock.
Right.
And from Chester County, Westchester East is playing Downingtown West.
Should be a good game.
Downingtown West trails Westchester East 42-32. Andrew Carr has hit 1,000 points for his career.
We'll see him Monday. He's a 6'9", close to 6'10", Division I recruit going to Delaware for Westchester East. They'll play Chester Charter School for the...
Tim Richardson for Westchester East is also 10 points away from hitting the 1,000-point
mark.
Man,
so you got those two guys back from last year, District I runner-ups. All right, back to the action. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Haverford with the rock, and it's getting more and more intense. Tries a right wing. Top of the key again. That kid off the bench just misses it wide to the left. C-Slack offensive rebound. Haverford. There they have the rock again. Colucci. Left side C-Slack looks to drive. Left wing corner. Getting it to Scheibert. Scheibert to C-Slack. Right wing. Tries a top of the key for three. Back of the rim. No good. Rebound. Boyer for Pencrest. And here they come. 20-20 ball game. Lee, left wing corner, Stanton for three. He's got it. Number one for three, Ben.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Stanton. Now the shooting picking up a little bit. Three-point lead. That's like a big lead in this game. 23-20 in favor of Pencrest. Now from behind Haverford. Kreiza has it. Pass from Scheiber. Getting it to Seidman. Three ball for Seidman. In and out. He is looking to get it going. Lee, the rebound. The sophomore for Pencrest, left to right. 1:53 to go in the quarter. Top of the key, Stanton. Stanton looks to drive. Off the glass. No good. Rebound is out of bounds. Nice save. Beautiful play by Scheiber for Haverford. Keeps it alive. Now to Colucci. Wide open. Kreiza again. He's got a nice touch.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Kreiza.
Oh, tied up.
We're tied up again. 23-23. 1:25 to go in the third quarter from Haverford. Central League boys basketball, Pencrest and the Fords. Pencrest just one loss of the year. That was to Radnor a couple of weeks ago. Lee keeps his pivot foot, forces that. Not a good shot right there. And the ball is saved from going out of bounds by Boyer. And he saves it right to his teammate. Great job and stance and lays it up and in. That's pure hustle. Pencrest wanted that more than Haverford. Absolutely. Two-point lead for the Lions. 57 seconds to go in the quarter. Quarter number three. It's Seidman. Pull-up jumper. Good defense on him. Way short. Getting physical out there. Tomlin back for Pencrest. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Tomlin down low for Denzel. Denzel with a layup. It is good. Boyer taking over the game right now. Hustle, intensity, and it's a four-point lead for Pencrest. 27-23, 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Colucci.
I think this is the biggest lead any team's had.
Yeah, it is. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Haverford will probably go for the final shot here. John Shiver between the circles. 19 seconds. Four-point lead, Pencrest. Maybe we'll get into the 40s tonight. Who knows? 11 seconds to go in the third quarter. Shivert still has it out high, dribbling around. Now they start the play with 5 seconds. There is wide open at the buzzer. Back of the rim, no good. An open look by Kreisa. Haverford was that close to cutting it, actually, to 1 point. After three quarters, Pencrest 27, Haverford 23, DelcoHoops.com. You'll be a
dentist. Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. Son, be a
dentist. This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
After one quarter, we were tied at 9, 15, 15 and a half, 27-23. Now Pencrest over Haverford boys basketball. Fourth quarter, here we come.
Yeah, Dave, it's been the third quarter there. Pencrest was still at 15 with about 5 minutes left. They hit a couple of threes and pulled away with a four-point lead. But like Andrew said, the biggest lead was 4-0, Pencrest early, and now 27-23, Pencrest. So it's been a tight game all the way.
All right, here we go. Haverford, 2-4 in the league, 6-5 overall. 6-5 overall. One of their wins against Lower Merion, who only has that one loss, 50-43. The Lions of Pencrest 11-1, and Pencrest has the ball to begin the fourth quarter. Tomlin to Stanton, looking for the back door. Top of the key, Tomlin. Tomlin drives. There's Denzel wide open. Good.
Ooh,
and a foul.
Wow.
Oh, they're waving it off? You say it was on the floor? Wow. Okay, no basket. So foul on the floor, and it'll be team foul, I believe, number 3 on the Fords. It's not going to be shooting if it's on the floor. It's going to be Pencrest ball. 7:48 to go, fourth quarter.
Coach Doyle's not right.
I don't like that call, Dave.
Yep.
Me neither. Stanton, his shot is
nice
blocked
block
by Seidman, and Haverford is going to have to pick up the intensity. They do get that loose ball because right now Pencrest is out hustling them in spots of this game, and that's going to be an offensive foul on Seidman, I think. No, it's going to be on Kreisa.
That's his third of the game.
Number 3 really? On Kreisa. Pencrest with the ball, 4-point lead. Sahir Lee. Nice turnout in this big gym on this chilly Thursday night in Delaware County. Lee, pull-up jumper is back of the rim, no good. That's a good rebound, Haverford. Kreisa, they got to start scoring some points here, Haverford. Or else they're going to be kaput. Kreisa, they got to get it to Seidman some way. John, they have the younger Seidman's out there too. Kreisa has a nice touch. And he hits that. Wow.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
The family from Detroit listening in. Hunter Kreisa Jr. has 13 points, leads all scorers between both teams. 1-point lead for Pencrest. Tomlin to Lee. Lee top of the key. Weaves it to Cow. He forced that way off. Way off. Misses it. Rebound is taken by Shivert. Haverford can take the lead. Kreisa feels it, but on him is Boyer. Good defense by Boyer. They weave it around now, the forwards. 6.5 to go in the quarter. Here is with the rock, the younger sideman. Now to Kreisa. And they're not looking for sideman. Kreisa has it. Kreisa dribbles. Pull-up jumper. No good. Followed by Seidman. Good rebound. It's going to be no good, but a foul. Yep. Seidman said, he's not a senior yet, but he's like he's a three-year starter, and I got to pick the game up.
That's a good move. Aggressively get in the middle, get the rebound, and go up. That'll almost always draw a foul. So timeout. Let's go.
Timeout. 6:12 to go in the fourth quarter. 1-point lead for Pencrest Boys Basketball. DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Good ball game, 27-26. It's like Steve Younger would love it, the former Haverford coach, a coach in the 40s and 50s, low-scoring game. 1-point lead for Pencrest. Pete Fulgenetti, and I know you're wired, man.
Yeah, I think this might come down to who can make the most foul shots in the last 2 to 3 minutes, because when it's this close, there's probably going to be some foul shots going up.
So 6:12 to go in the quarter. The ball, well, you never know. This game could be a possible overtime game.
Yeah, the state's so close, it easily could go to overtime. Nice. Nobody seems to want to pull away.
No, 4 points is the biggest lead, Mike.
Yep, and that's Pencrest both times. So
each team, 5 fouls. Second half, Seidman at the line. I can't believe this. He's been held to 2 points. Free throw up. Got that one. Just got to stick with it. So we're tied now at 27. John Seidman, Jr., one of the best in this area. Up again, in and out. He's missed 3 or 4 foul shots.
Yep.
We're tied at 27. Here comes Pencrest with a rock. Tomlin. 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Tomlin to the right side. Tomlin dribbling around. Right of the key. Carroll to Stanton. Top of the key for three. Ooh. He's got it again.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
8 points for sophomore Ben Stanton. 2 trays. 3-point lead again for Pencrest. Now with the rock is Reynolds, left wing. Getting a little physical out there. Right wing to freshman Simon. Gucci, top of the key. Right of the key. Seidman penetrates. Blocking foul is going to be on Stanton, and that'll be team foul number 6, and 2 free throws for John Seidman.
John Seidman, Dave, he is such a hustler, and he's so aggressive. He goes to the boards, crashes the boards. He picks his moments. I've been watching him. Sometimes he'll take a little break, but boy, when he goes at it, he goes at it.
Well, I tell you, Pencrest has been all over him, and at this point in the game, as you pointed out, Pete, with them, you know, getting a shot at free throws, that may decide the game right here. Just made his last free throw.
Tomlin's been covering him. He's much shorter, but he's so physical that he can hold his own.
Misses.
Yeah,
he missed another
50%.
One.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. But it's a 2-point lead for Pencrest. They come back and they throw the ball away. But last touch by Haverford. I do have a halftime score. Chester 33, Academy Park 21.
Okay.
There you go. Chester play. That was a wild one the other night with Chester Penwood, as you would expect. We got a wild one coming up in a couple weeks at Academy Park, Penwood Academy Park. 5:19 to go. Shot in the lane is blocked and picked up by Haverford. Good defense there by Seidman. And yet, so they don't want to be doing that, Haverford.
No,
that's not their style.
Almost threw it away, but that was not what happened.
The Fords with the ball. They can tie it with a 2, take the lead with a 3. Reynolds gets it now to the top of the key. He wants to get rid of that ball there to Shivert, and he does to his young guard, baby-faced Guji Seidman, freshman. And he's going to get tall. He gets the other way. He's built. I don't know what he is now. 5'5", 5'6", but he'll get taller. Here's his older brother, John's about 6'4". John gets it out. Wide open Stuck for three.
Ooh.
In and out. A wide open look for Adam Stuck. In and out. Right. And the rebound. The Penn Crest with 4:30 to go.
And two on top of the game by two. They need to sink in a basket here.
Tomlin. Lee has it now. We've got Carroll. We've got Stanton. Plays older than a sophomore. In the lane, Stanton.
Good
look,
defense.
You better get out of that lane. That NBA three. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Haverford. Here they come with Reynolds. Reynolds now getting it to Shivert. Out to Guji Seidman, the freshman. Older brother John, right wing. Stuck. Kaufman. Check that. That's Shivert. They weave the ball around very, very well. Oh. Into the lane. They get it wide open Stuck. And he decides, there's your man. Guji for three. Get it.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
The ninth grader, Guji Seidman, drains a three from the left wing corner, and it's Haverford 31, Penncrest 30, 3:43 to go in the fourth quarter. What a ball game. Yeah. I love it, guys.
Yeah. By the way, I think he pronounces his name Googie. Not. It's not a soft G. It's a hard G. I think it's Googie, like Google.
Googie?
It's Googie.
There you go.
You know, when you need information, you check Googie.
Googie. I thought I had that, but I'm saying, all right, so
They run through school, and they go, who is president, the 16th president? Check Googie. He'll know.
It's amazing that Ben Stanton, number one, the sophomore Penncrest last year, the lower Meringen kid, comes into the game 5'0" or 5'1", it looked like, and we knew nothing about him, name not in the roster, but Doyle did, Coach Doyle,
right,
knew something
sure.
about it, you could tell, and he turned the game around.
Yep.
And then Penncrest eventually lost in overtime, but these coaches know, oh my gosh, they've been around basketball their whole lives, they live it and breathe it. 3:43 to go in the fourth quarter, and Penncrest with the ball trailing now by 1 point, 31-30. Tomlin. Boyer right of the keys, out high. Lee, right wing corner, down low. Tomlin. It's a mismatch here. Tomlin is too small, too short for that guy. Out to Tomlin, right of the key. Now top of the key, Sahir Lee. Coach Doyle says, run your offense. Take your time. Only down by a point. And it's all about winning the game. I don't care what the score is. Boyer, right of the key. Right wing corner, Lee, the 10th grader. They're in a danger zone there. Back to Lee, under the Boyer. Layup, no, but a foul. Two shots coming for Denzel Boyer. He's mad at himself. He thought he should have made that the layup.
He should have had that.
But he was hit pretty hard.
Yep.
Boyer shooting two. Not sure who the foul was on.
It was on Googie.
It was Googie.
Yes, it was.
Oh, was
Googie,
it?
Googie.
33?
Four.
All right, big foul shots now. He makes them. Makes
him.
One at least.
Tied up.
Denzel. He has 9 points, so they call that Shiver then, number two on him. Haverford fans are making some noise here. Up again, back to the rim, no good. And the rebound, Haverford and Reynolds. 3 minutes to go. 31-31, fourth quarter. Googie to Stuck, right at the key. Between the circles now is Shivert. Shivert looks to drive, looking for a give-and-go last touch by Penncrest. Yeah, it's going to be white ball, I do believe. Last touch.
I don't think so. What are they doing?
Yeah, I saw it go off of Penncrest guy. Yeah, I saw it. It changed directions. So to stay with Haverford, Kreiza comes in, Stuck comes out. 31-31, and Haverford with the ball. Trying to get the ball in. They get it way out high. There they have it now to Shivert. Between the circles, guarded by Carroll. Aiden Carroll on Shivert. Haverford, the home team. Getting it out now. Reynolds looks to drive. Reach and foul Lee. I believe it's going to be 1-1. I think it's team foul number 7, if I'm not mistaken. It is. So at the line. Kreiza comes out. That's right. He has three fouls, you said. Kreiza for Haverford. Stuck back in. So it's big here.
Well, and Lee has three fouls now, doesn't he?
Yeah, Lee, I have him for three. Got him. Yeah. Got it. Oh, two? I have him for two. Okay. All right, got to make free throws here. Haverford, and the first is up and good by number 20, senior Sean Reynolds. 7 points for Sean. 1 point lead, Haverford. Up again with the right hand. Too strong, but the rebound stuck. And now, Seidman, he looks to drive, but he's going to be called for a travel. And Heindrichs, Coach Heindrichs, like, because I think he wanted him to slow it up a little bit. But it's going to be Penn Crest ball. A small student section here. We have a small one to our left, or to our right, and another one in the middle of the court, but they're loud. Penn Crest with the ball with 2:15 to go in the fourth quarter, trailing by 1 point. Tomlin guarded by Seidman. Unlimited range. Tomlin has this, keeps dribbling the ball around, coming up on 2 minutes to go. Two great coaches here. That's a bad shot. And block, and then a bad foul by Tomlin. Seidman blocks a shot. Tomlin gets frustrated. Yep, you don't want to commit a foul there.
Of course.
And Seidman normally is a really good free throw shooter. He's what, three out of, he's missed two out of, he's made two out of six.
And how many fouls does Tomlin have now? Three
on Tomlin.
So that's a problem too.
This would give them a 3-point lead. Still 1:57 to go. Gets quiet. Free throw good by John. He has a total of 3 points in the fourth quarter, all on foul shots, and five for the game. 2-point lead. Possibly a 3-point lead here for the Fords. Up. Oh, got it.
Well, that's the biggest lead for the Fords, I think. 3 points?
Yes, it is, Mike.
Yep.
Twice. They had one earlier in the game.
Okay.
So Penn Crest coming back. And no need to go for three. Tomlin, left of the key, Carroll. Down low for Atkinson. Aguirre, his shot is blocked out of bounds again. And Seidman, John, the junior, is taking over.
Pencrest keeps possession, but it's
knocked
just
out of bounds.
It's just getting, Pencrest knows they're in a fight here.
It's still Pencrest ball. Left wing corner. Now Tomlin out to Carroll, right of the key to lead. Bucket a half to go in the fourth quarter. 3-point lead for the Fords of Haverford. They beat Lower Merion earlier. Right of the key, Boyer, 6'7". Carroll, Lee, dribbling behind the back, got a foul. Going to be a push foul on Scheibert, his third. And I'm not sure if this is 1-1 or not. Timeout,
yes,
Coach Doyle. And we'll take a break. 1:19 to go in the fourth quarter. 3-point lead now. Haverford over Penn Crest. Boys basketball never sounded so good. DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Down to the wire, baby. 1:19 to go in the fourth quarter. 3-point lead for Haverford against Penn Crest. And, again, Andrew, go ahead.
Quick update from the Westchester East Downingtown West game. Westchester East leads 52-44, but Andrew Carr is out of this game. He is fouled out with 3:38 to go in the game.
Wow.
They've got some ballers, Downingtown West. Long way to go in that one. 1:19 to go, fourth quarter. At the line, shooting 1-1 for Penn Crest is the sophomore, Sahir Lee. And there's a lot of pressure for a 10th grader. But he looks pretty smooth at the line, guys. And if you're Haverford, you got a box out. The front end. Got it. Well, he's a cool customer, man.
Yep.
Cuts it to 2-point game. 7 points, Sahir Lee. Leading scorer Denzel Boyer for Penn Crest with 9. 1:19 to go, fourth quarter. Again, Lee misses it wide to the right, and the rebound put up, no, but a foul. Rebound by Denzel Quinn. Foul is going to be on Kreiza, his fourth. He's not happy about it, and it's going to be two shots now.
Now, and that's where Penn Crest's aggressiveness is really giving Ford trouble. There's no way. They did attempt to box them out. But
from the scorers table, we're seeing that that's five on Kreiza.
That's it. Kreiza has fouled out. What a game he had, though.
Yep.
The junior. And he ends up with 13. And we have another timeout, or is this they're going to keep it here for a substitution for the player? So going to the line is going to be, he hasn't played much tonight, big strong kid, Denzel Quinn, 6'1 senior, who got a big rebound right there. So going to the line, 1:16 to go.
Chance to tie it up right here.
Yes, sir. Here we go. It's going to be two shots. Up, no good, too strong. So the best he can do is cut it to one.
Yeah, but he's got to compose himself now. Don't get too upset about the one you missed. Make the one you can now.
Boy, really, Chester's blowing out Academy Park. 51-33. Again, misses both. Wow, and the rebound, Haverford.
Now, Haverford's got to slow it down and hold the ball. Minute 13, minute 10 left.
You know, they want to. And they've got enough players that can handle the rock and can spread it around. And that's what they are doing. Seidman, double team. Underneath, he sees his man in the back. Lays it up and in.
Good move. Good move. Good basket.
Wow.
36-32. Fords.
47 seconds to go. Lee, that's a tough shot. Way short. Rebound, Haverford. They're in control of this game, baby. 40 seconds to go in the fourth quarter and a foul. And Haverford's a good team.
It's not the kid I would have fouled either.
It's going to be Seidman again.
Yep.
I think it's still a 1-1. 39.7 seconds to go.
Yep, 1-1.
In the fourth quarter. What a huge win for Haverford. Because you look at the gold standard in the Central League the last. Well, Lower Marion.
Yeah.
Then you got Penn Crest.
Penn Crest been up there, right? Chester.
And Haverford would pick up a win again. Right. Lower Marion, and if they can hang on, Penn Crest. Free throw, Seidman, good.
That's definitely 5 points. It's the biggest lead of the night for anybody.
Yeah, he's come up big here with the free throws. 5-point lead, 37-32 Haverford. 39 seconds to go in the game. He feels it now, and then he misses it. So it leaves the door open a little bit. It's the two-possession game. Either way, it was going to be. But Penn Crest is going to play a style they do not like to do.
Oh, we got it.
NBA
another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Aiden Carroll. Wow, let's keep it right here. That's a shot was just forced up, and he drains it.
That was an NBA three.
Yeah, as I said, 30.
And when it left his hand, I did not like the way it looked.
I know.
It sure did go in.
The wind, wherever wind there are, the heat blew it in.
It was all the fans going,
that's Aiden. He can score some points, baby. That's his first points of the night and a big three, though.
Yep.
So 30 seconds ago, 2-point lead Haverford.
Well, the Fords obviously have to inbound the ball, keep possession. Keep possession if they can to the end of the game. They'll get fouled, of course, before
that. Look for
Penn
Crest to press all over the court.
Oh, they're going
to
press all over, and then they're going to foul them if they make it past the court.
Yeah.
And,
but
of course, then they're going to make their foul.
I'm impressed with Haverford in that, you know. Very impressed with Haverford and the way they are controlling the ball.
John Seidman's had a great game for Haverford. Very aggressive on the board. Just a great basketball player.
Again, thank you, Jim Alsman, for checking in, saying we sound good, which is always good to know.
Yes.
But we knew that, didn't we?
We knew that, but it's always nice to hear from people who know what they're talking
about. It does.
So.
It makes you feel a little bit. Here is the inbounds pass, and they're going to let him dribble the ball off.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
And they're going to pick up the trap. Okay. Into the backcourt. They better get it over in 10 seconds. And they do. And barely at a foul. Reach in on Carroll. They're going to call that every time. So Seidman now, that'll be two shots.
I don't think that's how they wanted the foul to go down. I think they wanted to wait a couple more seconds, see what they had. But
no matter what happens here tonight, it's unbelievable what Penn Crest has done losing all these players over the years.
Oh, sure.
And they're right there. So Seidman for Haverford. He misses the free throw. He can't believe it. This is his home gym, too. He's missed five free throws.
He's missed six tonight.
He's missed six foul shots.
Five of 11
He
so
can
far.
Still give his team a three-point lead. He missed them both. Unbelievable. Not even close. Now, Pencrest can win the game. Tomlin. Now Carroll, three ball from the right side, way off. Ball on the floor. Possession out of bounds. It'll stay with Pencrest. 9.8 seconds to go. And a timeout, Mike Doyle.
We'll stay here. You know, if I was Pencrest, I would spend a lot more time worrying about getting that two-point and tying it up than trying to hit 3 points.
Go inside.
You know, if you find yourself with 3 seconds and you're outside the key and you want to take a three-point, why not? But at least drive the ball. Try to
you
get
the
two. You
have a much better percentage if you do what you just said.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you got, Andrew?
We've got an update from another Central League game tonight between Conestoga and Radnor.
All right, let me predict. Probably in the 40s.
Conestoga wins it 50-43.
Conestoga. Radnor's in a slump.
We saw Conestoga the other night. We saw they were tall and young, but they're getting better.
Yep.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That was Radnor. That's Radnor's fourth
loss in
a
row. That was when they played Strathaven, and they looked terrific.
When we get into late February in playoffs time, look out for Conestoga.
6A. Radnor's 5A. Yeah, you got to get in with these wins. They keep getting more and more points. So check the District 1 website.
Oh, a lot of kids go to play. A lot of teams go to playoffs in the PIA system.
So back here, Haverford. Pencrest down by two. They have the ball with 9.8 seconds to go. Again, they have some really good three-point shooters.
Yeah, but Coach Doyle, come on, go with the numbers. Go in for two.
We'll see what they have.
If you shoot a three with 10 seconds left immediately and you lose possession of the ball, the game's over.
Mike, I think Denzel Boyer, number 34, they're going to try to get it to him underneath. Either he makes it or gets fouled. Let's see if that
Tomlin
happens.
Tomlin to inbound the ball under the offensive basket. Looking. Denzel cuts to the basket. He better hurry up and get it in. He gets it out high. Carroll has it. Carroll left of the key. Carroll looks to drive. Now he gets it to Tomlin. Layup. No, but a foul with 4 seconds to go. Tomlin goes to the line shooting two.
Which will tie it up. So if he misses the first one, this one's probably over.
He can tie the game. 4 seconds to go.
4 seconds.
And he's a senior. Is Marquise. And the crowd's going to be making some noise here at Haverford. Tomlin. Boy, it is loud in here now. Up. Got it. Cuts it to 1 point. Tomlin has nine.
Now we got a timeout.
Timeout is called by, I'm not sure which team, Haverford.
Called by Haverford.
Called by Haverford. And we'll take
right
a break.
Back.
DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Okay, 4 seconds to go in the game. Pencrest at the line. One more foul shot for Tomlin can tie the game. Haverford had their opportunities, missed too many foul shots.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, both teams have missed a lot of shots, foul shots. I mean, it's not been a shooting exposition, that's for sure.
And if you're Haverford, make sure you box out Boyer. He's on the right side. Tomlin can tie it. Up. Got it. We're tied at 37. Haverford can win it here, but they're going to have 3 seconds. Seidman gets it to... Almost made a three ball from way out there.
Going overtime.
Gucci Seidman... just off the back of the rim, and we are going overtime. 37-37 on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Well, I got four more minutes. Overtime, 37-37, a golden opportunity to Haverford to get up a huge win, but too many missed foul shots, and we go OT.
We almost got knocked out there by the Haverford girls basketball team. They were coming in the door when that shot went up. We could barely see it, but now they're in the stands to make some more noise. So this ought to be a great overtime.
John Seidman, the junior for Haverford, he made 5 foul shots in the fourth. He has 7 points. The leading scorer, Hunter Kreiza, the junior for Haverford, he is fouled out with 13.
The foul shooting in this game has really been the story. There have been 10 missed free throws for Haverford. And only 4 for Pencrest.
There's your big-time difference right there.
Yeah.
And they're going to jump it up. Seidman and Boyer, controlled by Pencrest. Boyer to Tomlin. Tomlin back. And they, Pencrest has some guys that have seen state playoff action on this team. District championship games. Haverford needs that experience. All right, they just weave the ball around. 3:35 to go in the first overtime, I should say. Tomlin out high between the circles. Both teams are, I think, in the double bonus. Oh, off of Lee's hands and out of bounds. 3:25 to go, so pass. You know, just went off his hands, out of bounds.
Yep.
Turnover, Pencrest back to Haverford.
A lot to be said for controlling the ball. There's certainly much more to be said for losing control of the ball.
Maybe Seidman can take over this game for them. They really need him. Junior John Seidman. The fours just weave it out high. Seidman has it. His freshman brother, he's tough, man. Almost made that long, long shot, three ball at the buzzer, but just missed. 37-37, 3 minutes to go. First overtime from Havertown, PA, Central League Basketball. There's John, right wing corner, stuck for three. No good. Rebound, Lee. Lee coming back for Pencrest, left to right. Lee out to Tomlin. Looks to drive. It's going to be a blocking foul. And I think it's going to be 2 shots for Tomlin. And you can tell he's got that senior leadership out there.
Both teams are now in the double bonus.
Yep. Double bonus time. So Seidman, yeah, he went to the line, had a chance with 20 seconds to go, put his team up by 4, missed both foul shots, and Pencrest came down and tied it with 2 foul shots. So Tomlin here. Marquise can give Pencrest the lead. And he does, making those foul shots, baby.
Yep.
11 points for Marquise. If you're looking for an MVP, he's right up there right now. Come up clutch. Misses that one. And the rebound, Haverford down by 1 point. Seidman coming back, guarded by Tomlin. Tomlin's done a great job defensively. He's much shorter than Seidman, but what a job on him. Playing tough physical basketball. Seidman's going to be called for a travel. Turnover, Haverford. Back to Pencrest. Here at the Younger Gymnasium. Slowly up comes Lee with 2:25 to go in the first overtime. Lee for Pencrest to Stanton, left of the key. Tomlin top of the key, between the circles, Boyer. Boyer to Lee, right of the key. Stanton, left of the key. Tomlin, good job, Pencrest. Now Tomlin was thinking about penetrating, but wisely gives it to Lee. Lee dribbles the ball around. Lee looking. Lee, you better watch that 5-second call. Gets it to Carroll. Back to Lee out high. 1:45 to go. Lee just dribbling that ball around. Very poised. Both teams, for the most part, pretty good with the basketball in crunch time. Just those missed foul shots really hurting Haverford. Lee has it. He's double-teamed Lee and knocked out of bounds off the head of one of the officials down there. Knocked out of bounds by Googie, right? Googie Seidman. The freshman stays with Pencrest. 1:30 to go in the first overtime. In the lead. That's a corner you want to get out of there. The right hash mark corner now near midcourt, inside midcourt obviously, is Tomlin. Drives, no, but a foul. He'll go to the line shooting two, and he's kind of sort of punches the...
He's upset he didn't drop
Yeah,
in
he's
him.
Mad he didn't make the shot. He is really ticked off. I hope there's padding. Yeah, there
yes.
is. Okay.
All over.
Thank goodness. Because that was a good right by Tomlin. So Marquise, the grizzled veteran, at the line again. Shooting two. Up. Got it.
Got it.
Tomlin with 12. He's kind of taken over the game in his own way here. Marquise Tomlin. Pencrest 11-1 coming into the contest. Up. Got it.
Ooh.
Tomlin missed a clutch. Back into the game is Alan Cieslak, sophomore for the Fords of Haverford now. Pencrest in control of the game. It's Seidman across midcourt. Been held to one field goal tonight. Seidman off the glass, in and out. And a reach-in foul is on John. And just a frustrating night for
him.
Yeah,
it hasn't scored. It hasn't been in his three throws. Just a tough night. But that foul didn't help anybody, quite frankly.
So back to the line is going to be Boyer for Pencrest. The big fella, he's a junior. And he will be shooting two. Could give Pencrest a five-point lead. 107 to go in the fourth quarter. Boyer. First is back to the rim, no good. Haverford still has a shot, but they just can't. Their offense has not looked good here in the fourth
quarter.
Well,
the problem is Pencrest is going to have to, I'm sorry, yeah, Haverford's going to have to come down here and score quickly, and that's not their forte against Pencrest.
Three-point lead. Boyer can make it four, and he misses both. And
that's still a three-point game. Let's
Reynolds.
Do it.
Haverford coming back. Can they get anything done here? I guess their best bet would be to shoot from the outside, guys. That's been their best.
They can't seem to penetrate.
And there's, that is Reynolds. Thought about the three. There's a long, long three. Back of the rim, no good. Seidman, offensive rebound, no. Seidman again, yes. Good job there by John. Sticking with it. One-point lead.
Tomlin is hurt on the floor. All right, he's up.
And the basket is good by John. So Seidman cuts it to a one-point lead, 40-39.
Pencrest
with the ball, timeout, one-point lead, 45.8 seconds ago. And, gentlemen, your thoughts?
Well, you know, I don't think there's any doubt. Pencrest is going to have to control the ball, move it down. Haverford's going to have to be as aggressive as they've been all night long. They have to press if they have the ability to press in the backcourt, try to force a turnover. But they have to be careful. They don't want to send, with 45 seconds left, they don't want to send Pencrest to the foul line yet because they're down by a point. So if they can trap them and get that ball back or force some kind of turnover from Pencrest, that would be their biggest advantage. That being failed, Pencrest gets down to the, you know, to the passes half court, then I think they have to foul them and take the shots and hope they start missing them. At this stage of the game, hoping your opponent's going to miss foul shots is probably a pretty good bet numerically. I mean, they've not been hitting shots.
You don't want to foul Tomlin. If you're Haverford, don't foul Tomlin.
Well, if you have a choice.
45.8 seconds to go, first overtime. Tremendous ball game.
What's Tomlin's percentages, Andrew, so far?
I've got Tomlin for 5 of 6 from the line.
Okay, so he's doing well.
Full court pressure, Haverford. Looking to inbound is Carroll. Carroll to Stanton, back to Carroll. That's Tomlin. They better hurry up, 10 seconds. They're counting that 10 seconds. Better watch out. Stanton barely gets it across that line, baby. Whew. Tomlin has it. You don't want to foul him. Getting it out. Carroll's
right, a good
shooter.
Foul.
29
there
seconds, and it's going to be Lee. Coach Doyle wants the intentional foul. Not going to get it. Foul is on Reynolds.
20.
Yep.
I have him for four, so no matter what happens here, it'll be a one-possession game. 40-39. 28.7 seconds ago, and Lee, the sophomore at the line, shooting two. First is good off the back of the rim and falls through. Sahir Lee, he has 9 points. Excuse me, 8 points. Two-point lead, Penn Crest. Lee again. Haverford got a box out. Lee up, nothing but net.
Now four.
He's been good at the foul line, too.
3 points now.
Three-point lead again. Haverford coming back. They need a three to try to send this into double overtime if they can. With the ball near wing, Shivert. Shivert for C-Slack and a timeout with 12.5 seconds go by Coach Keith Heinrichs. Keep it here.
Yep.
They were so close, Haverford, to not only beating Penn Crest tonight, but earlier this year beating Lower Merion, the two top teams over the years in the Central League.
Well, I'll tell you, tonight their problem has been cold shooting, although, you know, you can make the same claim about Penn Crest. It just has not been an exemplary night. I mean, here we are in overtime, and nobody's passed 50 points yet.
Let's look at the free throws again. I don't know if Andrew wants to get that, and let's see, because it's a very interesting stat.
Yeah.
Tells the tale. All right.
Yeah, 6 of 16 for Haverford.
That's unbelievable.
Wow.
And for Penn Crest, they're 15 of 22.
Which is better?
Yeah.
A combined.
But if
they've combined for 17 missed foul shots.
But if you take Tomlin's numbers out of that, what's I don't know if you can do that really.
If you take Tomlin's numbers out of it, they're 10 of 16.
Okay, so now they're getting closer to 50% now. I mean, it's. Yeah, I mean, it just not has been.
You know,
this is not an exhibit of shooting.
Excuse me, Mike. On the rebounding end, it's really close. I got Penn Crest with 22 rebounds and Haverford with 21.
How many offensive on each side, you know?
Let's see. Penn Crest has, I got him with 6 and Haverford 5.
All right, so it's fairly even in the rebound department.
Yeah.
But boy, the shooting.
Denzel Boyer's got 10 rebounds. He's been a force under there.
So 12.5 seconds ago, fourth quarter, and it's going to be inbounding the ball. Haverford, they need a three to tie. They get it out high to Shivert, top of the key, right side, pull up by Guji. Is
another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
That three ball was made. I think it skimmed the glass and went in by Guji Seidman. That was Guji Seidman.
Yes.
I was screened off a little bit. We are tied at 42 with 4.4 seconds to go in the first overtime.
That's the fellow who almost won it in regulation. He shot a three, and it just hit the rim. This time he gets a kiss.
That's right.
Kisses it off the glass, puts it in.
John's younger brother, the Seidman boys. We are tied. So he's picking up his brother
I wonder if the Seidman parents are in the audience tonight. I would bet you they're here.
I don't see anybody passed out or anything in the crowd.
From my angle behind the basket, it looked like it skimmed.
It did.
It did.
I have
did
a better angle,
glass.
Dave.
It did.
It came and it barely touched it, just enough to slide it towards the rim and in.
Somebody looking down.
Yes.
So Penn Crest has 4.8 seconds to go. That's a lot of time. But, again, in high school, you call a timeout, you can't take it to half court.
Yeah, in the NBA right now, they'd be inbounding at half court.
Right.
So starting from the baseline, and an important note, both teams are out of timeouts.
Well, don't they get another timeout for the next overtime, if there is one?
I believe for the next overtime.
They get one
not
each?
For the,
okay.
Not for this overtime. Both teams have used all five of their timeouts.
Okay.
Now, you don't want to turn the ball over here either, and nobody wants to commit a foul. Hopefully the refs will let them play. Inbounding the ball is Stanton in the backcourt, in the Lee. Lee across the timeline, too. So he's going to have to force it up Lee, and that's...
No
doesn't
shot.
Get a shot off of
oh!
Well, it doesn't count.
It doesn't count, I know, but it was a heck of a shot.
Well, the pressure was off. He knew the game was over.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a... The shot didn't count. It was a three ball after the buzzer. We're tied at 42. We're going to double overtime. Penn Crest, Haverford boys basketball. DelcoHoops.com. What a game.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier. Like a PNC business line of credit.
or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you. Or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Boy, we got a barn burner for sure. Double overtime, Haverford versus Pencrest, 42 points each. It's been a low-scoring affair, and the difference has primarily been in free throws. Dave is out talking to the refs, trying to find out how many timeouts teams get now in the second overtime, and since they appeared to be out of both of them when we start the second overtime. So this has been a heck of a game between two teams that neither one of them can seem to find the basket all through the game, particularly in the free throw area.
Referees, I went out there and they're laughing, they're calm, cool, collected. This is a big game right here.
Another point of note is this is Haverford's fifth overtime period in the last 3 days.
Yeah, wow. You're right.
They went to triple overtime with Marple on Tuesday and lost.
Yeah. So the tap here is going to be in the second overtime. Is into the game is Salim Dwight for Haverford and Denzel Boyer for Pencrest. And tap controlled by, it's on the floor, and it's going to be a tie-up. And possession arrow is going to be with, I'm not sure who it's going to be with. It's going to be Haverford, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
They're going to retip because no one had possession.
Going to jump it up again.
Okay.
The possession arrow right now doesn't favor either team because it's a tip. It's not.
Okay.
So that the possession arrow has no effect on if there's a tie.
Very good. I never even thought of that.
3:56.
We did run 4 seconds off the clock, though. Tap again, controlled by Boyer, and Seidman hustling in the backcourt. He hustles back, but Pencrest has the ball. There's new life for Pencrest, new life for Haverford. Into the lane and a push foul, and it's going to be 2 shots for Aiden Carroll. And he's been limited to 3 points tonight.
Well, to put a kid on the line here in these games, you're tired, you're sweaty, nervous, and he's drilled
got it.
It.
Aiden Carroll with 4 points, double overtime. I don't know if we've ever, in my 5 years doing
I don't
this,
think so.
Announced a double overtime game. Pencrest by one, 43-42. Aiden Carroll again, high arcing
got
shot,
it.
Goes home. Amazing shot with 4.8 seconds to go by Googie Seidman to send it to double OT. Haverford with the rock. 3.5 to go in the second overtime. Out high, Shivert. Left of the key, Googie. Babyface. The baby-faced assassin out there for Haverford. He has the rock, flips it near side, C-slack to Googie. Googie thought about it, held up. Now almost a walk there, C-slack. So young guys out there at guard. Number 5 is a sophomore, C-slack, and Googie Seidman, ninth grader. Into the lane, pull back shot by Seidman, no good. Picked up by Haverford, good hustle there, Shivert. Getting it now to Googie. Googie looks to drive. Pass underneath, deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Pencrest. Close call right there. 2:51 to go. Double overtime. 2-point lead. What an unbelievable game, man. This is a classic. Instant classic. Pencrest by 2. Googie. Both these teams have amazing energy out there. Now between the circles, Shivert. Again, they are kids. They're in their teens, so they should have a lot more energy. But this is one heck of a ball game. Seidman, top of the key. Younger brother for 3. Up and
short.
And the rebound, Pencrest. It's Lee. Sahir comes back across midcourt. And Coach Doyle, once again, to slow the game up. Limit possessions. Got a 2-point lead and the ball. Sahir Lee, sophomore guard for Pencrest. 44-42. The Lions with the ball and the lead. Double overtime coming up on 2 minutes to go. Boyer, almost a steal. Good passing. Stanton, Lee, top of the key. And a foul? Oh, I missed that. I was screened off again.
Yep.
It's going to be a push foul on Pencrest and Cieslak. His first push foul against Haverford. Cieslak and Pencrest shooting
second.
Two. Second one for Cieslak?
Yes.
Haverford, so two shots here. And the first is nothing but net for Stanton. He's a sophomore with 9 points. 3-point lead now for Pencrest again. Up. Good. I mean, swisheroo, baby.
Now, you know, Pencrest making their shots as they should. Now let's see what Haverford can do.
Playing great defense. Here comes Seidman back again. Top scorer Kryza out with fouls for Haverford. Seidman knows there's plenty of time. Wide open. Got to take that three. It's up, and it's off the back of the rim. No good in the rebound to Stanton. And fouled from behind by Googie Seidman. And now two more free throws. First on Seidman. Two more foul shots for Pencrest. Pulling away, making these foul shots. 4-point lead. Double overtime, 1:38 to go.
Yeah, this game's coming down to who makes their foul shots. And so far, it's been Pencrest.
Yeah, they had a good look there. Haverford just missed it. Up. Good. I mean, nothing but net for Ben Stanton.
Yes. Well, this definitely constitutes pulling away, considering the low scores.
5-point lead. I mean, just twine for Ben. 5-11.
All right. Haverford has to come down here and shoot and stop fooling around.
Yeah, they're down by six now. That's a huge, huge lead. Going to the lane. Blocked out of bounds by Boyer. Blocking Googie Seidman shot. Stays with Haverford.
Minute 30 left.
Turning into a late Thursday evening.
Yep.
Delco hoops, basketball, everything arc. I got to hit that three ball. Cieslak up. Got
yes.
It. The freshman, some young talent.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Oh, and they steal it?
They steal it, and it's going to be on the floor, and it's going to be. And they call a, they give Pencrest a timeout here. Holy tamale, I thought that was a tie-up.
It was a tie-up.
It looked like we had a Pencrest player in the corner notice alertly and correctly get a timeout in before the tie-up was able to be called by the refs.
Well,
he got the refs' attention to get the timeout to save possession for Pencrest here.
So that three ball by Cieslak, sophomore for Haverford, cuts it to three. 48-45 with 1:16 to go in the second overtime. What a game. Pencrest by three.
Yep. And with the ball.
And with the ball.
Yep.
And
minute 16 left in double overtime.
Both teams with one timeout remaining.
Trying to get some other scores here.
Can't be as exciting as this.
No.
Westchester East took down Downingtown West 62-51.
We'll see that Monday.
Yep. Methacton is playing Boyertown. They lead 44-34. Over
Methacton's one of the favorites to get to, not the Giant Center, it'd be the District 1 Championship. That'd be probably Temple again this year.
It should be. I don't know what their plans are, but it's usually what it is.
1:16. Here in the second overtime, Pencrest with the ball and a 3-point lead. So the forwards are going to have to. You don't want to foul Carroll, number two. You don't want to foul Stanton, number one. And
you don't want to foul.
No. And they almost throw the ball away. They better get it across the timeline again. That 10-second rule into the backcourt. That's going to be almost a steal. And it is a steal. And it's going to be stolen back. And then Tomlin has an easy layup blocked from behind. Oh, my gosh. What a tremendous play by Salim Dwight. And Haverford fouled in the backcourt. That's not a good foul by Tomlin, his fourth. And it'll be two shots for Haverford. They can cut it to one.
if they can make their shots. Haverford's had nothing but trouble making shots tonight.
How about that block by the Fords? Saleem Dwight, yeah. Number 15. That's an athlete right there.
And what's Reynolds' free throw shooting tonight? It has not been terrific.
Reynolds is one of two tonight.
Oh, one of two. All right, not as bad.
This is the time for Haverford to start making some foul shots.
Well, they're going to
have
to.
Only the second trip to the
down
line.
Down by three. Up. Oh. Missed another one. That's 11 misses.
Yeah, for the team. Yeah.
That's 11 team misses.
Less than a minute to play.
Still a three-point lead for Pencrest. Reynolds again. He looks a little tired out there.
Pencrest brings in Denzel Quinn to try and get the defensive rebound here.
Up. Air ball. Didn't even touch the rim. 12 missed foul shots by Haverford. And they're still right in the ballgame. Double overtime, down by three. And now one of the referees is talking it over with Coach Doyle. So 55 seconds to go. Second overtime. Pencrest will throw the ball inbounds. Three-point lead for the Lions. And this is turned out to be a very entertaining ballgame. Now the guys are starting, some of them are starting to look a little tired.
Yep.
The refs are having a discussion over whether or not Pencrest can check their player Aiden Carroll back into the or Ben Stanton back into the game because they brought Denzel Quinn in to try and get the defensive board.
Yeah, they want him in the game because he can shoot fouls.
They want Stanton in the game over Quinn.
They say no. So here we go. Haverford's going to put the full court pressure on. Trailing by three, 55 seconds ago. Carroll looks to inbound. He gets it to Denzel. Denzel in the backcourt, and that's the guy you don't want to foul. You wanted a foul. You wanted a foul, and they tried to foul Denzel Boyer, but they didn't call the foul.
Right.
But then they call it now with going to the line is Carroll, and he's money. Aiden Carroll.
They could have called that on because he was fouled, Boyer. They just didn't call it.
They didn't call it, and that. That's exactly what they wanted to do, and timeout called again. And it was a quick ball game until we went to this double overtime.
And that's Reynolds' fifth.
No, what?
Five on Reynolds.
There were no timeouts left.
Well, you can for a substitution on a foul on a guy's fouled out. There's a break. You can get I think it's 30 seconds.
You've got to sub the guy that fouls out right away. He's got to come out of the game.
Yes.
So they're allowed to have a quick discussion.
Carroll again.
He's been perfect from the line in his only trip.
Two for two, right? But he's got it.
Now he's going to miss him.
Now we'll see.
Because we said something.
Got it. 3 for 3. And he's doing it in crunch time, man.
The overtime, yes. Pencrest has been making all their foul shots.
Yes, and it's been that 12 missed foul shots for Haverford.
If Haverford loses this game, they lost it on the foul line.
All of Aiden Carroll's foul shots have come in the fourth quarter or in either of the overtimes.
Oh, he actually missed that one. You do not want to foul Pencrest. So Haverford, again, has a chance to tie it here or cut it to one. Top of the key, looking to drive. Seidman says, I'm going to take it. Way off. Offensive rebound. And a loose ball picked up by Haverford. C-Slack loses the ball in the backcourt. It's going to be a timeout again called by Mike Doyle and Pencrest. And they just, it's amazing. This is their final timeout. And they just outwork Haverford for the ball right there.
We'll take
a break with 32 seconds go and double overtime. 4-point lead, Pencrest over Haverford. DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Wow, I just heard a big game. Lancaster and McCaskey upset Coatesville tonight, boys basketball. Here we go. It's Pencrest with the ball, four-point lead, 32 seconds, and ball is picked up by, he's driving to the basket, he's fouled, stolen by Haverford, and going all the way to the basket is Dwight, Salim Dwight, and he will be shooting too. 27 seconds to go, but Haverford's got to make foul shots.
He's got to make both these shots to have a chance.
That was really great hustle by Haverford right there. And a rare mistake in crunch time for Lower Merion, out of Lower Merion, for Pencrest. 49-45 in favor of Pencrest.
Do we know who made the foul?
He makes it. Good job.
Dave, do you know, have the foul in that last play?
Do not know.
Okay.
So Dwight, Salim Dwight cuts it to a three-point game. The Ford still down by three. Dwight again. Up. Got it. Made both. It's a two-point game. And in the backcourt, Lee has it, 23 seconds to go, and a foul, Marquise Tomlin. So that's on number 40, that's on Adam Stuck. We're in double overtime, and here we go again with the foul shots. Great job by Salim Dwight off the bench for Haverford here tonight. 21 seconds to go in the second overtime.
So far, Marquise Tomlin has been great at the foul line.
Yep.
In the overtime. He brought this game in the overtime.
Good. Yep. Rolled around the rim. So Tomlin has four foul shots. It's all been all the points by Pencrest in overtime foul shots. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I have 13 foul shots here in overtime for Pencrest. Up. Got it again.
Got it.
Back into the game, Cislak, the sophomore for Haverford. So Tomlin, 15 for the game. 19 seconds to go. 4-point lead for the Pencrest Lions. Lay it up and in by Salim Dwight again. Nice pass. 10 seconds to go, right? Timeout. The final timeout. No more timeouts for each team.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll keep it here. 2-point lead for Pencrest. Who knows what's going to happen now? You never know.
Well, you don't know.
This game, you never know. But you know one thing. They'll be trying to steal the ball because there's only 10 seconds to go. And if Haverford can't get the ball back from Pencrest, this game will end.
Yeah, we're working overtime here tonight. I don't even know the regular time.
It's 9:30.
9:30. Could be worse. Could be 10:30.
That's all right. I'll have to
one more day
tomorrow.
Of work. One more. Yeah.
I'm off tomorrow.
One more
I'm
day.
I'm off tomorrow, too.
One more day of work. And, yeah, here we go. What a game. Double overtime.
Yep.
After one quarter, it was 9-9. Halftime tied 15-15. Pencrest led 27-23 after three. 37-37 going to overtime. And that was amazing. It even went to overtime. And then 42-42 after the first overtime, and now 51-49.
And the biggest lead the whole night, the biggest lead the whole night was 6 points by Pencrest in overtime. Besides that, it's always been a 2-3 point game.
Well,
excellent ball game.
Well, Haverford was ahead by five at 1 point.
All right, 14 foul shots I have made here. 14 in the overtime. Into the backcourt. Pencrest has it, and it's going to be a foul in the backcourt. So Pencrest has made 14 foul shots. That's all they've no field goals, guys, in the overtime for Pencrest, leading it by two. 7 seconds to go, second overtime, and going to the line is going to be now Aiden Carroll again, shooting two.
Shooting two, 7 seconds in the game, up by two.
Carroll again. I mean, he is really.
Ooh.
Well, leaves the door open. He misses that one. Rare miss for Aiden. And Pencrest has got a substitution into the game. Is Allen Cislak back in the three-point shooter. 7 seconds, so they're still going to have a chance. Aiden again for Pencrest, trying to give him a three-point lead. Up and no good. Don't foul. And here comes Haverford, a chance to win the game, and there it is. Googie up, offensive rebound, no, and Pencrest survives. They want a foul. They're not going to get it.
Yeah, there was a foul, too.
Denzel with the rebound. Looked like he was fouled. and they don't call it, and that is the ball game in double overtime. Pencrest 51 and Haverford 49. Pencrest now 12-1, 6-1 in the league. Haverford 6-6 overall, 2-5 in the league. Unbelievable game. Crazy, wild. It's all archived. We'll be back with the post-game show following these words on DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Oh, man, what a crazy game here tonight live on DelcoHoops.com. We've seen a lot of games over the years, but again, this is just nuts. Pencrest wins it in double overtime over Haverford, 51-49. Gutsy effort. Marquise Tomlin, the 5'10 senior, great job here tonight. You know, it just does a game that you'll never forget. And you've been in some big games in your career.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. I mean, the buzzer beater against Chester last year, that was unbelievable. But tell us about this tonight, man. And you guys overall made your foul shots. You missed a few, but I think the game was won at the foul line. And I know you guys work hard at that.
Yeah. We knew coming to this game they were going to, like this is like their all game. They was going to give us like everything they have. So I knew, like, coming in, like, I had to make some shots. And shots wasn't falling for me, like, in the first half. So I would tackle to the free throw line and knock them down. And
the shots weren't falling for anybody. I mean, the scoring was really low. And we had said first team to 30 wins. I mean, it just...
The only shots made in overtime, there were no shots made, only foul shots. Yeah. That's why you won this game.
Yeah, we had to make foul shots to win this game, so I had to knock them down.
All right, so you had a lot of young guys on your team. Haverford's got some young guys, including the freshman who sent it to – did he send it to double overtime, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, Googie, Seidman. But, I guess Stanton has grown from last year, Aiden Carroll. And you guys are, you and Lower Marion, you guys are like the gold standard the last couple of years here. And, it was – Haverford was that close to beating not only Lower Marion this year, but you guys, but you pulled it out. Big, big win there, Coach.
And so you guys came in, and you figured this is going to be a tough game then, what you're telling me. They were coming right at you.
Yeah, we knew he was coming, like, especially, like, on their home court, we knew he was going to give us, like, all they have.
Right. They lived to their expectation.
Yeah, they did live their expectation.
Could have gone either way, I guess.
It could have.
If as a matter of fact, it was their foul shots or lack of foul shots. They missed, what was the number, 10 out of 12 or something?
Yeah, they missed a lot of foul shots.
Missed a lot of foul shots across their game.
You guys made them, and that was the difference in the ball game.
They want to get a picture of you, one of your assistant coaches there. All right, there you go.
All right, there we go.
Who's looking at you for college, man? You can play some college ball.
Alvernia's looking at me.
Oh, yeah, I know them. I know Coach Miller. Yeah.
Albright, Gwinnett Mercy, Cabrini. Okay. All the schools.
Well, keep it going. Okay. You're playing in some big games over the years.
Yeah.
You didn't play. You played JV as a freshman.
I wasn't here as a freshman.
No. Oh, okay. Where'd you come from?
From Philly. I came from Philly.
Oh, there you go. So you that sophomore?
Yeah. Sophomore year, I played JV.
At least one district championship game.
Yeah.
You won that one, and the last couple of years state tournament. You get that experience. Yeah, Mike. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say we're going to call tonight so you can get home and get some homework done.
I got one question.
Yeah, go ahead.
You were covering 24, John Seidman, right? Mm-hmm. How much taller is he than you? He's got 4 or 5 inches on you.
Yeah, he got a couple inches on me, yeah.
That was a tough cover, and you did really well. I mean, he was tough, but you used your body the right way, and just congratulations. You played a great game.
Thank you.
Guess who that is? I know this guy for 30 years. It's Norm Evanson. He is a big-time scout, reporter, everything. So, Marquise, right?
Yes.
Did a heck of a job tonight. There he is. So Norm Evanson
good
in the house.
Good luck the rest of the season. I'm sure we'll be seeing some more of you. So take care. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Pleasure. Thanks a lot,
my man. Okay. Marquise Tomlin, MVP. Again, Pencrest wins it in double overtime, 51-49. Unbelievable game here at the Younger Gymnasium. And we'll wrap it up because we need to get out of here. I got a full-time non-radio job these days. So Mike, Andrew, and my man Pete, congratulations.
See you Monday night.
Big win over Haverford, DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.